how was it launching your business, this business, during a pandemic? Now, I get that it's online, but still, yes, there's a lot of components. What was that like for you, and how did you manage what was, quite honestly, a very stressful time?
So I was very nervous, to tell the truth. One thing I knew was that I had already built the model to work for people who worked remote, because I work remote. I've worked remote for years. A lot of people have worked remote for years. So I already had that experience, and that was in the model as well, to work remote, whether you're in the office or not. But a pandemic, a lot of people tighten their wallets, you know, and I teach that, right? I teach people to tighten up. But the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of people still working, and those people need motivation. They need something happy right now. They need something exciting, something to look forward to every month. And that's what the box is providing. So they're ordering because they're still working, and they want something that makes them feel good. Plus the career growth piece. One of my biggest things that I've been saying to my community is your career is not canceled. It is still there. When all of this is over, you still need to have a strategy for it. So people realize that, and they love the stuff that they're getting. They love the career piece of it. I was very nervous, but it really worked out. It actually, and I had so many people tell me, they were like, Dorothea, you really launched at the perfect time. Everybody's working from home. They need this. So I was very encouraged and excited. And then when the orders started coming in, of course, that always excites you. So.
Everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, having conversations with entrepreneurs who are making money selling what they already know. Hey, Dorothea, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. I would love it if you would introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I love your show, and I'm elated to be a guest today, so I appreciate it. I will share a little bit about myself. So I am Dorothea Kelly, the founder and CEO of Money Chat and author of the book by the same name, Money Chat, the book. That was creative. And
it cracked me up.
I teach people how to be financially successful in their personal finances and in their business lives. So I work with individuals and entrepreneurs. I also work with brands on various media projects around money and entrepreneurship. I also have a corporate career, which led to my latest project, which is Workspace Spark. So I'm also the founder and CEO of Workspace Spark, which is a career growth and office decor subscription box for working professional men and women.
I am so excited to talk about what you're doing. And I do want to ask a couple of questions about how did you even get into the personal finance space? Why did it resonate with you? And who were you serving by sharing content in that space?
So when I started in this space, there were not a lot of people, certainly not a lot of women. There were financial advisors, but there were not a lot of financial coaches. So I was a single mother with two kids, going to school full-time, working full-time, definitely part of that working poor dynamic at that time. There just never was enough money coming in. And I didn't know anybody who knew how to manage money that well or who was out of debt or anything. So I had never heard of anything like that until I started playing around online one day. This was when blogging was first popular, to be honest. And I was playing around and I saw some information and I started just deciding that I was going to teach myself how to manage my money because I did not like paycheck to paycheck living. Mm-hmm. I knew very early on that I was not somebody who wanted to be broke all of my life. And I wanted my daughters to understand money and I wanted to show them the life that they could have. And so I just began to teach myself. So of course, coming from there, once you learn, being the type A personality that I am, I'm like, well, everybody needs to know this. So I told everybody, and of course, people were like, okay, Dorothea, enough, we get it, save our money, okay. But and I started doing it for free. So I was very involved in my community. I started doing, because that's the audience I certainly wanted to serve. I started doing free workshops, free sessions, teaching them what I was learning. And then I said, you know what? I will turn this into a business. Started researching and learning how to do that as well. So that is how it was created. That took several years. It took about 2 to 3 years for me to learn how to get my money right. And then probably around that third year is when I decided to turn it into a business.
What were some of the challenges that you had working with your clientele? And be very blunt about who your clientele was at the time, or it still is.
So I always open myself up to both men and women. But honestly, I only had a couple of male clients, mostly women. The demographic is generally around between 30 and 41, 42. Those are the people that would come to me, women who wanted to get their money together. Maybe they were just getting out of college and had been in their careers for a couple of years and now we're settling into, okay, I need to get my money together. If they were like in their 30s, early 30s. And then honestly, people, and I always tell people there's no shame in any of this, but I would get 40-year-old, 45-year-old women who had just never managed their money right their entire lives. And now they're looking like, well, in 15 years, I want to retire, or 20 years, I want to retire, but they have not built anything to help them there. So I got that kind of demographic between the 30 and 42, 43-year-old were mainly the women who came to me. I had some couples, of course, too, but again, it was mostly women.
What was the hardest thing about relearning your money that you found other people having the same struggle with? Like, was there a common factor?
I think the common factor for me and that I find with my clients is, what do I do? You have told me to live beneath my means. You have told me that I should save and invest, but you haven't told me how. That was my problem. I was on board. What do I do? But now I need a how. And it can't just be some ambiguous statement, you know, live beneath your means. Okay, cool. I'm with that. What next? I need you to tell me how to live beneath my means. I need you to tell me how to invest. What is it? Step by step. Where do I start? So for instance, I would have clients coming to me and say, oh, Dorothea, real estate investing is hot. I want to invest in real estate. Well, I've been a landlord. And I know that somebody who has absolutely no savings and is living paycheck to paycheck should not invest in anything right now. So they don't know which step to start and how to make a plan to get where they really want to be.
You became an entrepreneur and you had all these lessons, like money lessons, mm-hmm. because you went through changing your own finances, helping other people. What was different about becoming an entrepreneur?
Difference about becoming an entrepreneur and starting a coaching business? Here's the, when you work a 9-to-5 and then you have to cut that off and then start working on a business after work, a lot of times it is hard to make that adjustment. You really just want to go put your feet up, sit on the couch and watch some TV. But in order to make a business grow and make it viable, you've got to put in almost as many hours as you did at the day job. And I think that is the hardest transition for me. And I had kids. So you've got kid activities, you've got homework to do, you know, you've got other things on your plate as a mom, maybe as a wife, and maybe as a caretaker. On top of, I really want to grow my business, so I need to go to this networking event. I really want to grow my business, so I've got to get more clients. I've got to meet clients. And you have to stay on top of your client work, or even if, let's say it's somebody out there who doesn't have clients, maybe they got products and services, you still have to stay on top of your customers, making them happy, the products, purchasing, all of this kind of stuff. And managing your time will be important. And having the mindset, because it will get hard. You'll be tired. One of my sayings back then was that I was just constantly operating on fumes, because you're just full of work and there's never any downtime a lot of times. And that's just real.
I love that you share that, because I think a lot of people have this weird idea of what entrepreneurship is like. They think you're working a lot, but there's no purpose to the work. You're just kind of grinding, and that nothing else is really happening in the background. But quite honestly, you're grinding and your life is still happening in the background.
Exactly.
So it's like that doesn't change. So you went from being quite honestly like an entrepreneur selling services where you're coaching people and products such as your book. Why on earth would you create a subscription box? This is the big thing I wanted to really talk to you about today. Why would you, decide to create a subscription box? What was that like, fleshing that out? And oh my goodness, you launched during a pandemic. So I just want to hear like your thoughts about why you did this to yourself. It is beautiful. So listeners,
thank you.
It is a beautiful, beautiful box. But I am so fascinated by the whole process that I was like, we got to talk. So if you could share that, that would be great. Start with your link to the box, by the way.
So everybody can visit www.workspacespark.com. And to answer your question, I'm absolutely nuts. That's all. I'm just crazy. I'm going to tell you, you hear that saying, ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
It really is. So just let me get into this a little bit. My corporate life, I have built a corporate career. I am someone who likes things on my desk. I like neatness. I like decor. And I always decorate my space. And people would constantly come up and they love my stuff. Oh, this is nice. They're just like hanging out. They're not even talking to me. They're just like hanging out. Like, oh, this is nice. And that's nice. And I thought about the fact that I had to run around to all these stores and get this stuff. What if it was just delivered to my door? So initially the thought was just a gift. I would do it as gifts. I thought about my mentees. I thought about my mentors, colleagues, my staff. I could give this to them. And I researched. In my research, I found the subscription box business model. And I said, well, hey, this looks promising. So I spent about a year and a half researching. I did focus groups. I worked with coaches. So my message is that a lot of people want to just hop up and do things. You have to research. You have to do the background work, and you need coaches. So I hired a couple of people, and they helped me through some of the operations of it and the math and the money of it, what it really takes. And I had to just take some deep breaths, because that was the point where I had to decide, was I going to continue on and see it through, or was I just going to take my ball and go home? Because this is a tough business. The subscription box model is a tough business. So all of those people who are kind of popping up saying, oh, start your subscription box business in 10 easy steps or 5 easy steps, it's not the truth. It's not even possible. So that was the journey for the beginning. I also, in my coaching and in my speaking, I found that there was a gap between, I do corporate events where I teach on, it's called Rock Your Career, Rock Your Money Chat, but I talk about soft skills. I talk about how to be a good corporate citizen at work. Mm-hmm. Things that are just missing now, because people aren't taught manners. They aren't necessarily taught those interactive skills. So there was a gap between what people were saying, oh, I want to make more money. I deserve more. I'm a great employee. And what they were doing to get there. And I saw this when I was doing those corporate trainings. And so I teach them how to close that gap, how to get more money, and how to work on their personal brand at work. So the box is part of that personal brand. But I also added the training. So in addition to getting the monthly box, there's also monthly trainings, career advice. There are webinars and things that you do so that people can get the real talk. The things that some things you're just not going to find in books, right? There are some things that go on at work you cannot explain. And people need a place where they can come and say, hey, this happened. How do I handle this? I can think of so many times where a colleague had to grab me and talk me off the ledge from doing something that I know would have cost me my job, because I would have flew off the handle. But you need to channel that energy and learn how to use it to your advantage. And so those are some of the things that we cover And I learned that through my coaching business. So it is the box plus the training to help people really grow in their careers and earn the money, manage the money, and go as far as they want to go.
I don't think I realized there was this other component. I know I didn't realize that. That is so cool. Is that a typical thing for subscription boxes in the business space? I feel like that's very unique.
It's not necessarily, but that came out of my research. What I learned was if you just offer the box, your churn may be higher because anybody can say, okay, yep, I got some pretty things for my desk. What are you doing to keep them there? So some boxes do have additional components, but a lot of subscription box models, it is just what you get that monthly or quarterly box.
I just have so many questions. And sadly, we don't have as much time as I feel like maybe we're going to have to do another episode, quite honestly. But
of course.
How do people find you and your box?
Sure. They can go to workspacespark.com.
No. But I mean, how do they find you before they know about the email? So how are you telling people?
I got you. How am I marketing? Okay. So I'm on several sites. So you can list your box and those sites will send you, you pay a fee, you list your box and those sites will send you customers. But I am getting a lot through that, through social media. I'm getting a lot of good media, like your podcast, for instance. I'm getting a lot of good media exposure where people are very interested. I am reaching out to corporate to get some of those corporate projects and deals where they use for their employee resource networks, staff appreciation, and that kind of thing. So it's a combination of things between media, the website, and social. And that is how people are finding me. And word of mouth, I can't forget that at all. People are sharing, and that is amazing. I'm excited every time I see a hashtag post or something like that. It is amazing. So people are really sharing on Instagram for me, and I'm appreciative.
I think a huge question that we all want to ask is, how was it launching your business, this business, during a pandemic? Now, I get that it's online, but still, yes, there's a lot of components. What was that like for you, and how did you manage what was, quite honestly, a very stressful time?
So I was very nervous, to tell the truth. One thing I knew was that I had already built the model to work for people who worked remote, because I work remote. I've worked remote for years. A lot of people have worked remote for years. So I already had that experience, and that was in the model as well, to work remote, whether you're in the office or not. But a pandemic, a lot of people tighten their wallets, you know, and I teach that, right? I teach people to tighten up. But the truth of the matter is that there are a lot of people still working. And those people need motivation. They need something happy right now. They need something exciting, something to look forward to every month. And that's what the box is providing. So they're ordering because they're still working and they want something that makes them feel good. Plus the career growth piece. One of my biggest things that I've been saying to my community is your career is not canceled. It is still there. When all of this is over, you still need to have a strategy for it. So people realize that, and they love the stuff that they're getting. They love the career piece of it. I was very nervous, but it really worked out. It actually, and I had so many people tell me, they were like, Dorothea, you really launched at the perfect time. Everybody's working from home. They need this. So I was very encouraged and excited. And then when the orders started coming in, of course, that always excites you. So
you've got this subscription box. How are you fulfilling the orders? Is that offsite? That's not you doing it. It's offsite,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am. It's me, myself.
It's you.
Me, my husband, and my son. Yes, ma'am. Listen, you can't do this. The margins are not good in this business to the point where you can come out the gate having a fulfillment company. So there are guidelines for when you should start fulfilling with the fulfillment company. But if I was to start out of the gate with a fulfillment company, I wouldn't be making any money. And these are some of the things that people don't tell you when they're like, start a subscription box in 5 easy steps. The first month we did this, until we got a system down, it was rough. We were up at 3 a.m. It was really, really rough.
And during a pandemic.
Exactly, during a pandemic. So then you also have to worry about how you're going to sanitize and all that. So we have our spray. We have everything set for that. But then the other piece of it is, getting a system down. So the second month was fine because we had a system down. We had our days set. You know, you just have to work through that kind of stuff. So yes, it was very intense the first month, to say the least.
What would be the one piece of advice you would like to share with someone who is nervous about selling a product, good, or service during this time? Because honestly, there are people who are hearing the message, now's not a good time to sell because everyone's losing their jobs, right? Or right. Now is a good time to sell because everyone's losing their jobs.
Right.
What's the advice you would share on that?
This is what I want people to know. This has happened in 2008, 2010 with the recession then. There are still people working. Yes, there are a lot. And this is a horrible situation for a lot of people who are out of work right now. There are still people working, though. There are still people spending money. Let me tell you, FedEx has trucks that can't even get unloaded because the increase in online shopping, right? So you don't want to stop because you're like, well, people are out of work. You got to think about how many people there are in the world. All of those folks are not out of work. And also, you have to look at your audience. Who's your audience and what are you selling? I think about the people who were selling one thing and then they turned around, they pivoted and started selling masks or the shields. I got an email from Vistaprint. They are selling.
They have masks.
I was like, what? What are you doing? You guys are selling, you know? So what I say to those people is this. You may have to tweak what you're doing a little bit. You don't want to ever, ever stop selling. You just have to change your strategy maybe, or look at a new audience, or maybe a different product. But go after the people who are still shopping. If FedEx cannot get their trucks unloaded fast enough, that is a sign to you that people are still buying.
We're wrapping up. How can people find you, purchase your box, and get started on learning those soft skills? I talk about soft skills a lot. People are a mess. Oh my goodness. And so yes. I'm so thrilled that this is one of the components of the service that you're offering. So how can we support you?
Absolutely. I appreciate that so much. Please, everyone, go to workspacespark.com and subscribe. You can also order a gift box for your mentor, mentee. You can order for yourself. People are ordering for their staff. I have a spot on the subscription website that says for your team. You can order for several people at a time. I offer discounts when you order more than like 3, 5, 10, something like that. So you can go to workspacespark.com. Please share. If you are not able to order right now, please definitely share and spread the word about it to everyone in your office.
Thank you so, so much for taking time out of your very busy day to speak with me, to share your wisdom. And I am just so thrilled to support you in whatever you do. And listeners, this box is beautiful. So please, please do check it out and